Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the Robot Industry Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to advanced manufacturing, capital equipment, and the robotics and automation industry. My name is Jim Beretta, and I am your host.
I worked in factory automation for most of my adult life. I started with a company called ATS Automation Tooling Systems, located in Cambridge, Ontario, Canada, in a position called the Applications Engineer. First, let me tell you that I'm not an engineer. I'm about as far away from being an engineer as you can get. I graduated from Western University in a commerce program. The application engineer or apps person is someone I have a lot of respect for. They have to know a lot about a lot of things. The apps engineer works closely with the customer and salesperson to plan the machine or the automation system layout, figure out the costs, and work with the salesperson taking into consideration the complexities of the machine, the overall budget, the system size, the number of stations, the customizations, all while keeping it within a budget. And they need to make sure that the solution they're proposing will fulfill the mandate and will meet the specifications what the potential customer had in mind. Once it's laid out in a CAD software and with the attached costs, they then create a detailed quotation package. Needless to say, this is great training ground for my next position at the company in sales. Sales is fun. I really like the customer contact and traveling to many companies and touring many manufacturing facilities all across North America. I like the competition also and the thrill of the catch when you sold one. My third position at ATS Automation was in marketing. This is when I think I had the most fun. We were a young industry, industrial automation and robots integration was fairly new. ATS was an early leader and grew quickly. The business of automation is really complex. You can't talk about anything. There's no customer names nor client applications. You sign non-disclosure agreements all day long. And that's a big challenge for a marketer. How can you tell stories and show capability when you can't say what you do and who you do it for? It sounds like it might be its own topic for a webinar.
Today's sponsor is NuScale Robotics. NuScale Robotics designs and builds the Q-Span automated small part measurement systems that automates digital caliper measurements, data logging, and part handling. Q-Span pick, measure, record, and places. The Q-Span system is the new standard for quality control solutions for high-mix, small-batch manufacturing and works with Universal Robots' line of collaborative robots, so it's easy and safe to deploy in your QC lab.
In my tenure, which was the director of marketing, I created brochures and animations, movies, thousands of photographs, hundreds of trade events. There were trade show graphics, open houses, corporate video presentations, customer relationship management software, and campaigns. There were lots of old school marketing as well, postcards, direct mail, magazine advertising, and then the internet hit and so did the first bunch of websites, email, and optimizing the websites to be found by Google and other search engines. I love digital marketing because it was new, it was impactful, it was fast, you can measure things, and I got to interact with the customers. I owned some of the early email addresses and I claimed the successes wherever I could. But when you work for engineers, you have to prove your worth. And I created a bulletin board in my office showcasing the projects that complained that I found you on the internet. And that bulletin board proved everything to the accountants, the engineers, and even the president needed to know. It also enabled me to get more money from marketing. When you can prove what you're doing was working, the CEO is a lot more open to that conversation. So fast forward 10 years, I started my own marketing consultancy. It's called Customer Attraction. We're focused on industrial automation and robotics companies across North America.
I would like to thank and acknowledge our partner, A3, the Association for Advancing Automation. A3 is the umbrella association for the RIA, AIA, MCMA, and A3 Mexico. These four associations combined represent almost 1,300 automation manufacturers, component suppliers, systems integrators, end users, research groups, and consulting firms throughout the world that are driving automation forward. I'd also like to thank and recognize our partner, Painted Robot. Painted Robot builds and integrates digital solutions. They're a web development firm that offers SEO and digital social marketing and can set up and connect CRM and other ERP tools to unify marketing, sales, and operations. As web and digital is changing, Painted Robot is helping advanced manufacturers stay modern and competitive in the space. You can find Painted Robot at paintedrobot.com. If you'd like to get in touch with us at the Robot Industry Podcast, our email address is therobotindustrypodcast@gmail.com, or you can find me, Jim Beretta, on LinkedIn. If you have an idea, an interesting company or technology, or would like to be a guest or nominate someone to be a guest, please send me an email. We'll see you next time, and thanks for listening. Be safe out there. Today's podcast was produced by Customer Traction, and I'd like to thank my nephew, Chris Gray, for the music, Chris Colvin for the audio production, my partner, Janet, and our sponsors, A3 and Painted Robot.